we focus too much on finding the one. Instead, what we should do is be the one and attract the right one.
Hello, mga neurons. Welcome back to Brain Cells, your unfiltered, uncensored, relatable podcast for the restless and surround minds and, dare I say, marurupok hearts of Pinoy young professionals. I am Brain Cell Hillary, your green mommy talakera. Before this episode starts, I just want you all to know that I will not be a part of this month's series due to the fact that I am about to give birth to a baby boy. I'm just going to take a short break and be away for a while, but I'll definitely be back soon. So sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to this episode. And remember to stay brainy.
What's up, mga neurons? Like what you've heard from our intro, Brain Cell Hillary will not be a part of our third podcast series. But we have a newly adopted Brain Cell with us. So without further ado, I'm Brain Cell Lucy, ang inyong strong but softly independent Brain Cell.
I'm Brain Cell Ratray, ang inyong masungit na public servant who's trying to pass as an artist.
So, as you can see, one of our podcast co-hosts, which is Brain Cell Aiko, is not here today. Kasi nga, as what you've read from our Facebook post, in case you're following us, is that she's actually experiencing some health issues right now. So, yeah. Pero we have another adopted Brain Cell naman with us. So, I guess siya muna yung cancer. Siya yung cancer. Then, joke. Ako na lang yung cancer. Hindi pala. Hindi siya cancer, guys. So, ayun. Sobrang excited kami i-introduce tong ampon na Brain Cell namin ito. Kasi ano eh. Medyo bigatan mo siya.
Grabe. Parang di naman.
Si Aiko lagi niyang bukang bibig, no? Grabe. May 260 followers lang na siya sa TikTok, no? Tapos, may 1 million likers. Tapos, ito nga, oh, nasa top 10 lang naman siya ng self-improvement podcast dito sa PH. Kasi consistent, ha?
Hi guys, I'm Brain Cell Alec, ang always positive na kakwentuhan sa lahat ng oras at ang substitute cancer ng barkada.
Substitute cancer, welcome to the show, Brain Cell Alec. So for the sake of our neuron listeners, he's actually the host then of the Small Talk podcast. And gaya nga nasabi ni Brain Cell Randre, ano siya, TikToker is dead. So, baka nagka-vibes kami.
Nagka-vibes kami. ako hindi ko masyadong mag-gets eh. Di ako nagti-TikTok eh. Masyadong matigas yung katawan ko para dyan.
Masyadong matigas. Hoy, hindi naman na sumasayo. Ayaw, minsan naman sumasayo din si Rachel Alec. Oh, yes, please do follow him on TikTok as well. Okay, so, bago pa mapasarap lalo yung kamustahan natin, let's now move on our final episode's topic. Ano nga bang topic natin today, Brain Cell Randray?
Yan, ito na last. So, since we already talked about moving on, being single, having a personal support group, checklist of an ideal partner, and attempting to find the one. So, ngayon, dito naman tayo sa ating series finale. We'll be answering the question naman na, how do you know if you already found the one? So, let's now proceed to our first segment na Share Ko Lang.
Okay, so, as we can remember from the previous episode, we actually talk about our attempts to find the one. And in this episode naman, let's say, na dumating na si the one. Now, the common question of a lot of people now is, paano ko ba? Yeah. Paano ko nga ba malalaman kung siya na nga si the one?
Dahil stalker yung aming mga fellow brain cells. So, correct us if we're wrong, ha? So, Brain Cell Alec. Pero I think you and your partner now have already been together for more than 8 years. So, tama ba?
To be specific, more than 10 years.
More than 10 years. So, ito, yes. So ito yung question. So, mm-hmm. We want to throw this question. How do you know na she's already the one?
What I think of being the one, I think it's not something what other people think it is. Na when they say na she's the one, parang ride or die, kahit anong mangyari, she's the one. Like, fixed na yung she's the one. The thing that most people don't understand about relationships is that being the one is actually finding the one is actually growing, letting the other person be the one. Mm-hmm. So it's not something na parang fixed na siya na yan. So yeah, it's an everyday it's an everyday not even struggle, but everyday work for that person to become the one. It's an everyday choice for that person to become the one. So that, I think that's what makes my relationship successful. No, even though a lot of people when they hear about my relationship, lagpas 10 years na, you must have been super successful with everything, blah, blah, blah. The thing na hindi nila nakikita behind the curtain is actually it's really messy. No, mm-hmm. Short term, long term, every relationship, syempre pagsisimula talagang sobrang saya, honeymoon phase yan, di ba? Pero ang hindi nila nakikita na when it goes longer, it gets really, really harder. And some of us think na when ito yung tao na nakilala natin before, na siya na yung the one, na habang buhay, ganun na siya. Pero hindi natin nakikita na they're actually growing in a different way than we expected. And we're actually growing in a different way that we expected. So we essentially become the one for them as we move forward. And as the same with her or him, na they become the one as the time pass. So that's what I think.
Conscious choice ng bawat isa na ako, choice ko na maging the one siya. Kayaan din siya.
Na maging the one. Ko. Mahirap kasi na ikaw lang din yung naniniwala na siya na. Pero,
yes.
Pero he's not or she's not actually putting in the effort or the work to become the one in your life. And I think it's a very good point yung sinabi niya na, na we actually have different versions of ourselves during that journey. And I'm not sure where did I read this part, pero sabi nga nila na being like staying together with a person, you have to love the different versions of that person because
yes.
She or he is not going to be static na ganun lang siya in that whole relationship.
And I think that's one of the main reasons why people fall out of love. Kasi mm-hmm. they think na the one is something or someone na ito lang. Like, fixed. Ito lang yung the one yeah. para sa akin.
Yung so when
yes. So parang ganun. So when people change, because everybody changes, right? So mm-hmm. when they do change, they think na, okay, maybe he's not the one. Kasi hindi siya yung version ng the one. Pero mm-hmm. if you really try to look at it, everybody changes. So when will you actually say na he's the one kung pipilit mo lang na ito lang yung version ng the one, right? So there are so many versions of the one. So yun ang kailangan na makita rin ng mga tao.
If you're always just considering na minahal kita kasi dahil sa version mo na to, then it's always going to be easy to find another person na you'll find...
Much better.
Oo, na magiging compatible in that sense. Oo, kasi you'll never get satisfied na you change, ganun, na hindi na ito. So, when that person changes, there are some people who falls out of love and they find someone na nandun yung version of that person na wala yes. na dun sa current yes. partner nila. Kaya I think it's very prominent as well na some people cheat and yung common reason nila, kasi nag-iba ka na eh, ganun. Mm-hmm. And nahanap ko yung pagkukulang mo na hindi mo na ginagawa from this other person. Yeah.
Pero yun, gustong-gusto ko yung concept ni Alec na it's really a process, it's a constant choice every day. Like, gano'n naman talaga in every relationship eh. Hindi naman gigising ka, tapos sabay, alam mo yun, iisipin mo, bakit ba ako nag-stay, di ba? You have to consciously choose each other every day. When you choose each other every day, syempre kasama na dyan yung mga changes na mga naganap. Pero syempre, tingin ko, meron pa rin siyang meron pa rin siyang boundaries.
I want to throw out that question as sabi mo nga na nag-iiba. And my question is, what is the acceptable changes from the partner? Gaya nga na sabi natin, we have different versions of our lives. Pero what is that acceptable change nga ba from our partner? Kasi meron sinasabi si Randri na biglang nagsuwet or whatsoever. So, yeah, I guess that's my question to you guys. Yeah.
What I think is it all depends down on your relationship, on what you both want to have and what to achieve, on what you allow to change. Kasi it all varies. It's a case-to-case basis. Every relationship differs. Although there are some principles na very consistent dun sa mga successful relationships, it all boils down sa kung anong willing kayo na baguhin sa relasyon nyo. Kasi, and that's why people, most relationships break up din. Kasi they don't communicate properly on what do we need to change, what do we allow to change. And some people, they just change on a daily basis. And yung kung yung isa, hindi niya tatanggapin na nagbabago to, di ba? And ang mangyayari, magkakaroon lang ng conflict. So what is really important is what you communicate. Ano ang pinag-usapan nyo? Ano ba ang goals nyo for your relationship? Ano ba ang nakikita nyo 5 years from now, 1 year from now? And that's, I guess, what is... makes those relationship last kasi they communicate properly and they accept the changes that comes their way.
Pinaka talaga no, communication is so key talaga.
Yes.
Pero guys ha, sa ating mga new member, kasama sa communication para maging successful siya, kailangan merong comprehension. So hindi pwedeng hindi kayo nagkakaintindihan na sinabi mo lang. Hindi 'yun communication. Yeah, hindi, kailangan sinabi mo, naintindihan niya, nagkaintindihan kayo parehas. Yun ang communication.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of the like drivers din kung bakit nag-last. Wow. Sana all may ano, may pa 10 years, no? Grabe.
Oo.
Pero actually, if you think about it, parang it's somehow sad as well kasi in our generation, like, we praise those relationships that last more than 5 years, when in the case should be like that naman din talaga, no?
Magandang point mo kanina yung sa, I think people, ang generation natin ngayon mas na addicted to short-term relationship. I think mainly it's because of the way social media plays out. You know, when we go to social media, we can see how there are so many choices, and when you and you can easily compare your relationship to other relationships. So,
swipe.
And when we post on social media, it's all positive. Nobody posts about their struggles in the relationship, yung mga bad parts of the relationship. They post about the good stuff. So, when you compare yourself, especially when you're in a relationship and it's going sour, medyo nahihirapan ka, and you go to social media and you see that there are some people that you can hang out with, pero nakikita mo lang yung positive.
Yeah.
So, ang daling tumalon. But the problem with that kind of thinking is that it never ends.
Mm-hmm.
You keep on comparing yourself. You keep on jumping on the next chance that you could jump on. And you'll never, ever be able to settle.
Mahirap talaga na hindi natin i-compare yung sarili natin sa iba.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is also the reason why kung bakit pagdating sa relationship ko, bihira rin ako mag-post.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi I don't... ayoko mag-apekto sa validation ng iba para sa relationship ko.
Yes.
Kumbaga, my relationship with my partner would be sa aming dalawa. Mm-hmm. It is for us to enjoy. And kapag meron kaming mga happy moments talaga na too happy to contain for ourselves, doon lang siguro namin siya i-share. Tapos, it's not for everybody's enjoyment naman.
Mm-hmm.
It's talagang overflowing lang din na masaya, so you're going to share it.
They just feel like having a partner makes them better in some way, di ba? Compared to other people na walang jowa. And when they post na, okay, ako may jowa ako, and kayo wala. And I think that's why I don't know. As in, before kasi, ganun ako eh. Before, parang I always want to post, ganyan. Pero it came to a point where it felt like I just had to post. Not compared to when I want to post it na lang. So I think it's always finding the balance on making sure that your priorities in a relationship is actually making the relationship happy, not the other people, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Ayan. And gusto ko lang din, ano, no, parang i-echo yung sinabi ni Brain Cell Alec. Because I like what he said about sa social media na it's very easy for us to like jump in sa platform and just compare ourselves. And I think it also works in a sense na it's easy to always find the one or attempt to find the one because ang dami mong options. So parang kung kunwari, if you're unhappy sa relationship mo right now, it's very easy to find someone who could be compatible sa'yo with sa social media. Like, there are so many options out there to think na baka siya na ngayon the one.
Hanap ka usap na.
Oo, yung parang na-break kayo ng jowa mo, mag-ano ka mag-share na, kausap nga dyan, please. Pero yung totoo, parang space-time yun ng, ano eh, ng jowa nyo or ganun eh. Tapos parang, alam mo yun, it's very common to just find people to be compatible. And if, and gaya na sabi ni Brainsel Alec, it's usually portrayed na relationships are easy, that relationships are happy, that relationships are usually positive, to the point now we usually try to find a person online who could make who we could have a relationship that is like that. And yung parang sinasabi nila na 80-20 rule, I'm not sure if you've heard of that, guys, na parang
Richard Koch.
Yung parang yung 20% na wala dun sa partner mo, hinahanap mo sa iba. And usually it's very easy to find that given with the platforms that we have. So, yeah, what's like your takes on that?
What people don't understand when it comes to loving a person, we always feel we were raised to look at love because, diba? Love because you're compatible, love because she has great eyes, love because she's smart, she's beautiful, she's good for you, right? But the true meaning of love for me, yeah, the true meaning of love is loving despite, not because. So you love not because ganito siya, you love despite the flaws and the imperfections and the differences. And that's when you can truly say na you found the one, when you actually learn to understand this is a struggle, but this is a struggle that I'm willing to work hard for.
Mm-hmm. Actually, kasi if yung way of thinking mo is love because ganito siya, ganito yung version na nakikita ko sa kanya, soon when that reason nawala na siya from that another person, say for example I love her because she has great skin or whatsoever, and then once she starts aging, so ano na, hindi mo na siya love because wala na yung reason na yun. So I think yun nga, no, yung parang despite
when you love because you're taking ano ang nakukuha ko sa relationship, and it shouldn't be like that. When you're loving, you should be giving, right? So you should, when you love because you're taking something, and anong nakukuha ko? Anong nagigain ko? Ganun. Pag loving despite, anong mabibigay ko?
So, usually, ito na nga yung you connect a deeper level. Hindi lang yung superficial lang yung inyong mga pinag-uusapan. As in, marami. Alam niyo yun, yung talagang nagkakaintindihan kayo. If hindi, I think, hindi naman agad na sa isang relationship, pupunta kayo sa gantong katinding level of communication, yung tipong konting salita, konting kibot, naiintindihan mo na kung ano yung gusto ng partner mo. Pero when you actually found the one, you really connect to this person on a very different level.
Right now, at this point in my life, I could say that one of the signs na he or she is the one is when he or she can live without you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she chooses to live with you. Diba? With you in her or his life. Parang she can be independent. She is responsible for her own happiness. Right? But you are there to complement that as well. To become a support
icing,
lang.
Yeah. Icing,
diba? Icing on the top lang. So that's what I think is the one. So a lot of people, of course, hindi naman laging ganito eh, di ba? Dadaan at dadaan talaga sa paghihirap, sa iyak, sa mga problema. Pero when you, there are these glimpses or signs na dumadating na lang sa buhay mo na, ay, shucks, she's the one. Parang ganun eh, di ba? May mga ganun tayo eh. Eh, mas okay yun kesa yung titignan natin siya na, ito lang yung the one. Ito yung the one na gusto ko, ito yung one na tinitignan ko. Pero may mga darating sa point ng buhay mo na tahimik ka, wala kang ginagawa, tapos bigla ka na lang na, she's the one. Parang ganun. Mas okay yung ganung feeling. And one of the ways that I could do that is when kahit gaano kahirap and may kita ko na we're both responsible for our own happiness, and but we're still choosing to be there for each other and to complement each other and to support each other. And that's one of the signs that I look or I see.
Oo. Maganda actually yung sinabi niya, no? Parang yung how the feeling of like realizing that the other person is like the one. Hindi yung you stick with the idea or like you fixate yourself na siya lang yung the one. And yeah, it's supposed to be a journey as well, na hindi ikaw yung magsasabi na siya yung the one, but it's like, kagaya nga ng sinabi ni Brain Cell Alec at the start of the discussion na you let or you allow the other person to become the one.
Yung sinabi ni Alec is, ano eh, isa siya dun sa mga factors or mga signs na usually nakikita nga if you really found the one is, una, there's a healthy independence. So, even if, ano, tawag dito, I mean, meron pa rin kayong separate identities, no? Tapos, but still, you enjoy and value your time together. So, those things are different, pero contrasting, pero kailangan nasa, katulad nga na sinabi ni Alec, nandoon dun sa partner na, you're thinking na, the one.
Mm-hmm. I just wanna look back dun sa sinabi natin kanina na relationships are really going to be messy as well because we have different versions throughout the journey. So, ako kasi, siguro my longest relationship that I had is like more than 2 years lang. So I'm not sure on how it really, curious ako on how it's like to be in a relationship that is more than 10 years. Like, have you ever had those experiences where you had doubts na baka siya pa rin ba si the one because of the changes that has happened?
What I believe is there are different phases in the relationship. And this is purely based from experience. I know there are a lot of studies na get my phases, but this is what I experienced. First phase of a relationship is the honeymoon phase. Mm-hmm. Getting to know each other, everything's exciting, and mostly the relationship, the honeymoon phase, it lasts from 1 year to 2 years. Mm-hmm. So everything's good. Everything, and 90% is good. There are 10% na struggles and pagigira. Pero it's like something new and something na hinahanap-hanap. So it's like the best part of the relationship. When after 2 years, you get to see the flaws in an uncomfortable stage, comfortable stage, sabi nila. Mm-hmm. Comfortable stage, and makikita mo na yung mga flaws, makikita mo na yung mga imperfection. And usually, ang kaya mong pangapaa doon is 2 to 5 years. Minsan 4, minsan 5. So I think that's the next phase na nag-grow na kayo to another person, to another version. And basta, to sum it up, I think there are like 3 points. Una yung second year. Pangalawa is yung 5 or 7th year. Pangatlo is yung 10th year. And those years, those were actually the years na we had a hard time in figuring out what works for our relationship, kami ni Mew. And there were certain doubts. And sometimes yung doubt just didn't stay na parang, okay, let's try to work this out. It's just a doubt. Let's talk about it. Sometimes, I think one of the undervalued love languages that we have is distance.
Yeah.
It's a separation. So, we were able to figure out what we want, what we truly want in a relationship. If ito ba talagang gusto namin, ganyan. Kasi you will always have doubt. That's like the nature of people. You always have doubt. So, what's important is you don't actually shy away from distance, from breakups, from separations, because that's what actually makes you understand kung ano ba talagang gusto mo. So, for our relationship, it was seventh year, we had like this huge major doubt and we broke up, right? Alam naman ng mga close friends kayo. And actually, this 10th year, when we were approaching 10th year, we were like, eto na ba yun? Eto hanggang dito na lang ba yun? Ano pa bang? Wala na eh. Kasi 10 years na yun. So, malaki and all of that stuff. So, the doubts will always be there. But if you actually give yourself some space and time, which is not bad, you know, a lot of people, they're scared of breaking up. And they're scared na baka hindi na bumalik, baka hindi na ganyan.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, kung hindi na bumalik, hindi dapat babalik. Ganun yan. Para sa akin. Diba? So, when you allow yourself to have that option to choose kung babalik o hindi, mas masarap yung feeling na bumalik dahil choice niya. Bumalik dahil gusto niya. Hindi bumalik dahil kailangan. 10 years na tayo, hindi tayo pwede maghiwalay. 7 years na tayo, 5 years na tayo, matagal na tayo.
Kailangan babalik kasi mahal.
Kailangan babalik kasi mahal. Diba?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, no. Undervalued stuff nga talaga siya when it comes to relationships, yung distance. Oh, parang napaisip din ako in terms of that, no? Na, oo nga. Kasi yung parang sinabi nga natin, like what we've been constantly repeating as well, na you should allow that person to be the one. And yeah, certainty is it doesn't happen for like a second. There's always going to be doubt, especially even, I mean, after years na you two have been together. Parang, say for example, if you're choosing a career, pag matagal ka na dun sa career tapos, it's no longer making you happy or whatsoever, you start doubting as well. And I think it's like a general phase in all of the things that we do in our life.
Natuwa ako dun sa ano, nung binanggit ni Alec, yung dun sa comfortable stage.
Yeah.
Kasi, pag na-overcome nyo yun, pasok na naman siya doon sa isa pang common signs na you really actually found the one. Kasi kapag nalagpasan niyo yung comfortable stage is, you and your partner can be yourself every time na magkasama kayo. Na you can be yourself, di ka takot to be what you are, to talk, to do things na you love.
And that's
my partner mo.
And that's why some people break up then. Kasi nga, when they see the true versions of their partner,
yes,
they freak out. They, no, hindi ko ganito ah. Hindi naman ikaw yung
ganito
ko
ah.
You like, ang lakas mo palang humilik. Di ako makatulog. Ang lakas mo humilik. Ayoko na sa'yo dito. Diba? Pero kapag na-overcome yung lahat yun, tapos comfortable na, like,
nagtutubrush ka pala habang umihi, mga ganun mga sabay-sabay, diba? Yung mga
kahit yung bagong gising, kahit na alam mo naman medyo panis pa ilaway natin, pero mga ganun, diba? Wala, hindi siya issue, malaking step yun towards a successful relationship.
I think doon pa lang dapat tayo mag-usap ng siya ba yung the one?
Oh, so,
pag nalagpasan niya yung comfortable stage.
Actually, yeah, it's fulfilling to be just comfortable and free dun sa other person. So that's how you'd really measure if he or she is willing to accept you throughout. Yeah, and it's not just about yung mga shallow things like that. It could vary on a lot of things, pero as what we've said, just always communicate things out. Ayun, so before we dive in deeper to that, I guess it's na parang it's about time na rin na mapakinggan naman natin yung mga hinaing talaga, yung mga responses from our listeners. So now we're moving on to the next segment, which is called Mema Lang. And I think to myself, okay, so take it away first,
Brains and Runway. So yeah, so from our first neuron na nag-submit sa atin, so ang kanyang pangalan ay Next. Okay, so ang ating question of the week is, how do you know if you already found the one nga? So para sa kanya, pag hindi mahirap maging partner niya, like everything seems easy. Lahat ng bagay na pag-uusapan, lahat ng feelings na ko-communicate ng maayos without any judgment. Mm-hmm. And lalo na pag you can be your truest self, okay, kaka-discuss lang natin. You can be your truest self around that person. Ayun, grabe, sarap ng pakiramdam. I think, kilala ba natin to? Medyo kadi-discuss lang natin, pero ito na kagad yung sagot niya,
eh. Dito ata siya kanina, eh.
Oo, dito lang siya, eh. Kailan ba niya sinend to?
Pero I agree to what he or she said, except for the first part. Merong disagreement.
Everything seems easy.
Yeah, it's not gonna be easy. Sorry.
Actually, mukha lang easy. I think usually kasi kapag bahal mo yung tao, everything will be just freaking easy, eh. Kasi madali, eh. Madali tingin for you, pero if people look at it from the outside, ay grabe siya. Grabe ang ginagawa.
Para sa akin, gagawin mong madali kahit gaano kahirap.
Kahirap.
Gagawin
mo
siyang madali.
Yeah, that's true. Oo. Totoo naman, no?
Puyat ka, pero kailangan mo siyang sunduin. Mga ganun, no?
It makes the hard things
easy. Yeah. Tingin ko yun yung sinasabi.
Yun yung point niya. Feeling ko yun din yung point niya.
Oo. When you know how to communicate naman, ma-resolve nyo naman yung mga issues like that. It's very hard din kasi when you end up or like stick around with a partner who doesn't even wanna communicate dun sa issues nyo or whatsoever. That really is going to be like messy na nga yung relationship itself, and then he or she makes it messier by you know, like invalidating the other people's emotions and not willing and not having the willingness to work it out. Pero I guess baka yung yun nga, no, parang sinabi niya na I guess na his point of making it seem easy is the willingness of the other person to communicate, just as how, di ba, yung si Brains at Alec and may pa-plug na relationship.
Wala. Mahirap talaga na to overcome 10 years. Kaya ako, I'm amazed din sa mga kabatch ko na ang relationship nila started from high school. Tapos ngayon, anong edad na kami? Magte-30 na kami. And like, sila pa rin or ginasal na sila. Mga ganun, like, grabe. Like, sobrang... yung struggles and yung araw-araw na pagpili nila sa isa't isa made them go the distance. O, di ba? Kumanta tayo bigla.
Pain and go the distance.
Disney bigla, no?
Kainis. Okay, so our next response naman is from Sir Pao. So, sabi niya, I only court a woman once a year. Once a year, meron mong pa-schedule na yearly siya
nag-court. Okay. Isa lang yung naligaan ko today.
Solve
that. Na ako this year.
Okay, next year naman ulit ako magta-try. Ayun, so it's always like that, but it's always a failure. I don't know because I never take a woman for granted. Like, I always treat her as the one. Pero wala pa rin talaga. Di ko tinitipid ang concept of love kasi nakita ko na nadurog ang babae sa pamamagitan ng mag. Okay. Siguro, tsaka mo lang masasabi na siya yung the one mo kapag hindi ka na niya hinahanapan ng kulang at tinulungan ka pa niya mag-grow. I think this is like the best way
yung
to...
Yung unang sinabi ni Alec, no, dun siya...
Oh, pa- love despite. Parang that's the best
hindi,
way
yung, to... Yung, kasi siya, tinitingnan niya yung partner niya as the one.
Ah, yeah.
Oo, yeah. Pero so, kung bagay yung partner niya ba, she's working to be the one.
Mm-hmm. I think that
and are you working, di ba? Are you working yourself to be the one for the other person?
Oo. Actually, kasi a lot of people, actually sa generation natin na parang sinasabi nila na eto, nag-share siya ng memes na ano na naghahanap siya ng loyal or faithful person, pero siya naman hindi naman siya faithful, like cheater that person. I guess this is just an example na he's sharing stuff like this pero siya sa sarili niya he or she is not preaching that. So, I think the best way na katulad na ni-raise ni Brains and Alec, na let's not also be entitled of like finding the one na, siya ba si the one? Pero we're not actually like assessing ourselves if we are actually working ourselves out to be the one for the other person. Because if we just end up being entitled, then that's going to be problematic as well for the whole relationship. Yeah.
Actually, pinakasimple lang dito, di ba? Kasi sabi niya dito, lahat ng babae na makakarelasyon niya, he treats them as the one. So, kailangan din kasi yung the other way around, that person as well treats you as well as the one. So, kailangan siguro magsimula kayo sa concept na ganun para maging the one nga talaga kayo para sa isa't isa.
Mm-hmm. I think parang it's a common problem. I'm not sure if it's like a problem, pero a lot of people set themselves up to more pain or hurt because they claim the other person as the one na, as it is. This is like my assessment din sa sarili ko from after my previous relationship na parang I fixate myself na siya na nga, siya na, ganun. And I never actually gave myself time to process things out if he's actually living up to being the one. So, yeah, instead of just claiming it, no? Sige, go ahead.
Sobrang taas ng tolerance mo eh.
The add ko lang, parang, it's better if you just understand that she or he is the one, then rather say it. Because if he or she is truly the one, then you don't need to say it out loud or try to prove to other people na he or she is the one. No, when he or she is the one, then it just shows. It just happens naturally.
Actually. Okay, so let's now move on to our next two responses. Go on, Rachel, Alec.
Okay, so the next response is from Jimmy Neuron.
Ba?
But dati, nasa television lang siya ngayon.
Dito na siya.
Love
eh.
Na siya ngayon.
Dati,
medyo mataas lang yung buhok niya ngayon.
Iba na eh, iba okay. Na eh.
He said that meeting the one is fate. Being the one takes a whole lot of effort and a great deal of love.
Ay, jowa ka ba?
Hands down.
Parang, hindi na natin siya kailangan explain.
I thought you should be the one here. Kasi ang ganda ng pagkakasabi mo eh. Hindi, saktong-sakto yun. Meeting the one is fate. You get to meet a lot of people. I honestly believe in destiny, but you still gotta work your way towards your destiny. But there are these like grander scheme of things where you just meet the person out of nowhere. And there's just this interconnection that you meet the one. So probably you've already met them, but becoming the one, it's really a process. Yeah. So that's what I agree on this amazing input.
Di na ako magko-comment. Sobrang...
Oh. Baka na naman shingle ka, Jimmy Neuron.
Kailangan dagdagan na. Kailangan dagdagan ng words to express pa ko ano pa yung sinabi niya.
Galing, galing.
Bigat na yung bigat.
Okay, so let's hear from the next one. Okay.
The next one is from Hopeless Romantic. Actually, tanong ko rin siya para sa sarili ko hanggang ngayon. Is it even possible to know if siya nga si the one? If yes, paturo ng hacks, please. And so, if nakaabot ka hanggang dito sa segment na to, then you probably gain some insights on how you can understand the concept of the one. Sana may ako, mga hacks kami na turo sa'yo.
Bigyan ko siya ng hacks. Bigyan ko siya ng hacks. Para sa akin, ang kailangan niyang gawin, alam mo kung ano, stop being a hopeless romantic.
First of all, palitan mo yung pangalan.
Kailangan, ano eh, hanapin mo, Google search mo kung ano yung merong articles. Ang maganda siya, it's about the hopeful romantic. Look for it.
Yeah.
Galing.
Okay. Napaka-ibang concept.
So, okay, change username na po tayo.
Next time,
hopeful romantic ka na.
Hopeful romantic.
Okay, ito naman.
Wait lang, may mensahe. Pa... Hello po kay Brainstel Lucy.
Tsaka hello na Lucy.
Tsaka hello na Lucy.
Hello.
Ayun na. So, meron pa tayong mga nag-send pero kukulangin na tayo ng oras. No? So, banggitin na lang natin. Shout out kay Zoe. At saka kay number 2, kasi siguro hindi siya si number 1.
Aww, hug sa'yo number 2. Okay, and shout out to lang din kay Mr. Wright and then kay Bebek Hill. And kay Franco. Franco, I think this is, he's the host of the Coach Franco Says podcast.
Yeah.
So, hi po. Hi. Yeah, and I think that's it for our segment na Memalang. And for our Neuron listeners out there who also want to participate on our next episode, for the weekly question, just check bit.ly/braincells_neurons. Yeah. So now we move on to the next segment.
Yes. Yun na nga. Ito na mga neurons. It's time for our last segment na. Ito na nga mga neurons. Where your brain cells talk about this episode's key points and our own takeaway. So, ako na muna. So, actually, it all boils down na you can be yourself with your partner. Ito lang yung mga common na denominators, ha? Pero tulad na sabi ni Alec na it's a process na maging the one kayo para sa isa't isa. So, ang common denominator or could help na makita mo talaga na siya na yung the one is you can be yourself with him or her. You connect to a deeper level. So, open communications kasi you can talk about anything. Tapos sabay, yun na nga, yung you value your time together. But there's also a healthy independence as well. So, Alec, take it away. Yung okay. Iyo naman.
So, for my takeaway, I think we focus too much on finding the one. Instead, what we should do is be the one and attract the right people.
right? So
well, let me if, be the one.
May pakanta pala.
Ay, iba pala, pang breakup song pala. Pang breakup yun.
Oo nga, wag yun, X yun talaga.
Ibang the one yun.
Ibang the one yun, iba
pero
pala.
Yun nga, na if you really want to find the one, just focus on yourself. Na find ways that you could love yourself more and eventually the one will come into your life na hindi mo na lang inaasa.
I think looking at the patterns of our discussion, yung parang how it resonates to me is with answering the question na how do you know if you already found the one is actually you don't get to know if he or she is the one. You just allow that person to be the one and then make yourself to be the one as well for the other person. So I guess yun yung sagot namin. Sorry to burst your bubble, mga neuron listeners out there, pero hindi. Di mo siya malalaman, Mamshi. Kung may graduated cylinder lang, girl, baka tinry na rin namin. pero wala talaga. Like, there's no way for us to really measure. Yes, there are signs to like see or assess if he or she is like a good partner or whatsoever. Pero to assess, I mean, to really know if he or she is the one, you'll never know eh. Kasi it's that person's decision and hindi mo naman kontrolado yung choices of the other person. What you can only control is what you can only control. Basically, your actions, how you communicate with the other person, and basically how you handle the relationship. Generally, things that you can control. Those are the things that you can only work on, pero you cannot force the other person to be the one for you if he or she doesn't want to. So sorry po, no?
Kung... Saka add ko lang din, no? We're not like this very negative people, pessimistic about relationships, no? Mm-hmm. Being in love is one of the best things in the world. Like, honestly, being in love is like, sarap sa puso.
Yeah.
Ayaw lang namin na magkaroon kayo ng mga false beliefs and like toxic positivity about the relationships and about love because it's really messy, but I can tell you it's really worth it.
Mm-hmm. So as long as you can believe na kayo naman yung the one and you work on it and you acknowledge your differences and your flaws and the different versions that you two have, then I guess you too will probably baka pwede rin mag-end up kayo more than 10 years kabugin niyo sila Brazil Alec no biglang nag-jump to 20 years no ayan
yung mga nagpapakasal yung mga maabot ng 50 years golden wedding anniversary tapos pag nakakapunta ako dun sa mga weddings ng mga ganun tapos makikita mo yung love pa rin ng couple sa isa't isa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Akinggit. Nakaka-goosebumps pag nakakita ako ng mga nagse-celebrate ng anniversary, 25 years, 50 years, ganyan. Alam, ang ano lang, like, yung napapasa na all ka.
Yeah. And sana lang din, parang, if you want that kind of relationship, then
you work on yourself as well.
Yeah, and at the same time, you need to understand that you can have that as well. Na you hindi lang yan forever sana all. You can actually have that, diba? And it's not something. Yung iba kasi parang nakita nila rin sober, overwhelmed sila na buti pa sila ganyan. No, if you want that, you can have it, and you just need to work.
Actually,
on it.
Actually, kaya nga nakakatuwa yung yung phrase na sana all. Hindi katulad nung buti pa sila. Buti pa sila, diba? Pero itong sana all is mayroon siyang tinge of ako din, magkakaroon din.
Sorry mga kanyuron, sana i-extend na extend yung usapan. Sarap kasi.
Pero ayun na, no? Let's, tapusin na natin, no? So that's it for our final episode of our third month series na What Do Broken Hearts Do? Again, thank you, Brain Cell Alec, for joining us in being our adopted Brain Cell for today's episode.
And as we know it, no, Brain Cell Alec also has a podcast. So where can our neuron listeners find you?
Yeah, again, as my co-brain cells said that I am Alec Cuenca. I'm the host of Small Talk Podcast, Small Conversations with Huge Impact. And you can follow my podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere, any streaming platforms. You can just search for Small Talk with Alec Cuenca. And you can follow me on Instagram. I post daily motivational content as well as TikTok. It's at Small Talk Podcast. And yeah, basically you can send me a message there and you can find some of the social media sites that I've been doing as well.
Yeah, and I think you're actually plugging, I mean, having a merch right now, no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, yes. Okay, plug na. Shameless plug. Oh, I'm actually, yes, it's
wow.
Here. Yeah, I'm actually wow. wearing that. But yeah, I've released the merch and I would really appreciate if you guys go check it out at www.wearyourmindset.com and pre-order the merch.
Ayan. So if you neuron listeners out there, kung gusto niyo na mga relationship tips and yung mga self-growth topics, yeah, things that are centralized to that, you could actually follow Small Talk Podcast on TikTok and also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and sa IG niya. Yeah, yung mga humuhugot dyan, actually nag-viral yung video niya sa hugot. Parang medyo nasakula ko doon. Pero anyways, that's a story for another time. Okay. Take it away, Kuya Rodrina.
That's it for our third series. For next series naman, meron tayong nagbabalik na brain cell, ang inaaba ng lahat ng mga green-minded dyan.
Inubo siya sa part na green-minded. Parang naawa ko sa'yo doon, Des. Parang gusto ko ako na lang magtuloy ng sentence para sa'yo. Okay, so please make sure to watch out for that. It's going to be lit, mga neurons, because on our next series, we'll be actually answering all of your questions for advices. So, yun yung mga in-entry nyo sa aming forms na matagal namin hindi napansin. Sorry, guys. Sorry na. Anyways,
hindi naman sa hindi napansin, inipon lang.
Inipon lang. Sige, ganun na lang. Okay, so anyways, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and other podcast platforms as well where we drop our new episodes every Wednesday.
You can also follow us too on our social media pages for more updates. That's BR4INCELLS on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Baka sa susunod, meron na rin TikTok.
Convince na tayo ni Rizal Alec.
That bayaran na ako ng TikToker.
So that's it, mga neurons. Thank you again, Rizal Alec. We're so pleased to have OG podcaster and a famous TikTokerist on our show. And once again, I am Rizal Lucy, ang inyong strong but softy independent Rizal.
And I'm Brinsel Randre, ang inyong sungit na public servant who's trying to pass as an artist. Together with...
I'm Brinsel Alec and ang always positive, nakakwentuhan sa lahat ng oras.
Muli, kami ang inyong Brinsels giving you a friendly reminder to always...
Stay brainy!
Bye, guys!
Bye! Bye, guys! Thank you!